Hello, my angsty teens in age as well as in spirit. I'm Lauren Chippen, professional writer who, as of this recording on January 9th, have already published my first fanfic of the year.
Congratulations. Great start to the year, Lauren.
Thank you.
I'm Cherokee McNally, head of entertainment at Tumblr, who has no resolutions this year and is crushing every single one of them.
And this is Dashboard Diaries, a podcast for you, the folks who are in this internet bunker with us. We talk about what's going on our favorite hell site, get into what we like to call Tumble lore, do fandom deep dives, and share the times when we've gone feral over a new ship. And we are back for 2023. I have to apologize for the fact that we basically had no new episodes in December. I got the flu, and then with the holidays and everything, it was just like impossible to record, but we're back and better than ever. Cherokee, what's been going on your Tumblr this week, or really for the last month? Any highlights?
Well, Lauren, I will admit I have had a very offline past month.
We love that too. We support it.
Yeah, I went home for the holidays and spent 2 weeks playing Scrabble with my parents. By the way, out of 10 games, I won 7, if anyone's counting.
Dang. All right.
No big Scrabble deal. Queen. No big deal. Sorry. No time for the internet when I'm crushing it at Scrabble. And when we weren't playing Scrabble, we were sitting in the backyard while my dad named the birds. So very, very offline month. I actually don't really have much like dashboard like chat from the last month to talk about, which is great due to the topic of the episode. But what about you, Lauren? How has your last month on Tumblr been?
Well, it's funny that you mention your dad naming birds, because one of the posts that I've seen crossing my dash a lot recently is this Tumblr user challenging basically another Tumblr user to name all of the birds. Like, basically, like, I bet you can't name every bird. And then this Tumblr user does. And, of course, you know, eventually turns into a dead dove meme. We'll make sure to reblog it. But, yeah, I have been spending a lot of time on Tumblr over the past month because I was sick for, like, 2 weeks. And it's just been a joy. You know, there's always so much positive energy, I think, around the end of the year, both in terms of casting off 2022 and having hope for 2023, which is yet still new. And I think the attitude that I saw most on Tumblr this year was kind of aligned with what you said in your introduction, which is that we're not doing resolutions. We're not having high hopes for 2023. It's the circumstances turned to change. And we are just trucking along. So yeah, I've just been trucking along.
It's the circumstances turned to change is my favorite thing I've ever heard. I want that on a cross stitch or something.
I stole that from a tweet that I saw on Tumblr.
Incredible. thank you, internet. It's good to be back.
It is. Did you watch any Supernatural over the holiday? For those who don't know, Cherokee has never seen Supernatural before. I've seen all of Supernatural. It is, of course, you know, Tumblr's kind of a central text, I would say. And so she is watching through all of it bit by bit. So Cherokee, do you have a Supernatural update for us this week?
Lauren, I absolutely did. Well, technically, I watched it right before the holiday in preparation for our previous episode, but I took copious notes.
Excellent.
So I think I should be able to, to remember it pretty well, especially because it was quite a good episode. So this week's episode was season 1, episode 9, Home. This is a very special episode. I'm sure you remember it. It's the first time that Sam and Dean, they go back to the old Winchester house because there's a haunting happening in that house. And so it was a good backstory episode. Love a little backstory. Was very excited about it. They mentioned that Dean or Sam, I forget who, and even here I wrote Dean and or Sam has the shining. Oh, wait, under it I wrote it's Sam. There were a lot of shining references in this episode, which I really loved, including at the end, Dean breaks the door down with an axe and like yells through the hole. And I was like,
hell yeah.
Look, I love a good reference, was very excited about it. Also, there is a psychic in this episode who is Adele from Grey's Anatomy, Richard Weaver's wife.
Ooh.
So when fandoms collide, love a little,
we love a
crossover there, was very excited about it. So they are being haunted, but their mom is also a poltergeist, a presence in this home.
Oh, dang.
And she saves them from, like, the demon that's in this house. Not before the demon, sadly, like, sucks a plumber down a garbage disposal.
R.I.P. That does happen.
Rest in plumber. But was very excited about the backstory episode and the fact that their mom, like, essentially, like, I think, I don't know, she went to heaven, was freed by this entire incident. I don't know. I'm excited to see who can say. Perhaps you could, Lauren.
Perhaps I could.
And then for my sleep paralysis demon for this episode, I wrote my apartment question mark because
you don't know what's lurking in your garbage disposal.
You don't know what's lurking in your garbage disposal. It's a good thing I don't have one.
I was gonna say, you live in New York City and they don't actually allow garbage disposals there. I'm assuming for this reason. And now, as we do every week, one of my favorite things to do with you is our dashboard confessionals, where we dive back into our own archives and pull up a post from this day or around this day, however many years ago. Cherokee, what do you have for me this week?
I have a very exciting post this week, Lauren. I have a post that I reblogged on January 12th, 2015, and it is from Britney Spears's Tumblr, and it is like a photo of her like hopping into like the dashboard blue space that she actually like found and posted on her personal Tumblr. And if for those of you who aren't familiar, this is like a really popular kind of way to post that started to trend essentially when we took the frame away from posts on Tumblr so that the edges could go straight into the color of the blue dashboard. So people started doing posts that made it look like their posts were like popping out of the dashboard. So this is a jazzy little pic of Britney popping out of the dashboard, and
love it. This is actually like her Tumblr.
Yes, it is.
That's incredible. BritneySpears.tumblr.com. I love to see it.
BritneySpears.tumblr.com. She did an answer time years ago, and my favorite answer in the answer time, someone asked like, what's your favorite thing to cook? And she just said, fudge.
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 Unmatched. Thanks, we love Brittany. A diva. Thanks, Brittany. That's amazing.
Lauren, what about you? What do you have for us this week?
I have perhaps a perfect encapsulation of 2016 on Tumblr.
Incredible.
So, yeah, I looked back into my 2016 archive, and this was January 2016. So this would have been probably a few weeks after I saw The Force Awakens, because The Force Awakens came out in like December of 2015, and this would have been about 4 months since I had seen Hamilton on Broadway, which I saw in October of 2015. Both of those pieces of media obviously got huge on Tumblr in 2016. Hamilton, because that's when the cast album came out, or the cast album came out end of 2015. And this is a video of Storm Pilot, the ship of Finn and Poe from Star Wars, the new trilogy, set to Helpless from Hamilton. And it's just, it brings me so much joy. And I definitely got into the ship pretty quickly after The Force Awakens. I would not say it's one of my main Star Wars ships, but I still have a lot of affection for it. And it's just a great video. Obviously, we will post both of these posts on dashboarddiaries.tumblr.com. And there's also somebody adding Lin-Manuel in it. So presumably, this is also his real Tumblr.
Another
celebrity cameo from Lin-Manuel Miranda, writer of Hamilton.
We love our jazzy little cameos. That is aggressively 2016. Wow.
It really, really is. Wow.
And it just really brought me back to, I listened to Helpless and Satisfied on a loop for quite a while that year. Yeah.
I sang Helpless at a Hamilton sing-along at a bar in LA that like was put together. Oh, and the LA Times like wrote an article about it. It was... I also did Hamilton's like final like death monologue. we all have passed.
Yep. Yeah. We all. I feel like everyone lost their mind a little bit around Hamilton.
I feel like
we kind of lost all reason. I definitely did.
Yep.
And you know what? We were all having a great time.
And and I still sing Satisfied really loudly in the shower. So we're still having a good time.
Yeah. Exactly. We continue to have a good time. Okay. My night now. So we're adding on, I'm going to make a hot toddy and then scroll Tumblr while listening to the Hamilton soundtrack.
You were describing literally my entire 2016. So that's, I'm glad to promote this agenda.
Nice little time capsule moment. I'm in my Lauren era.
So we have a sort of new segment this week to kick us off in the new year, which is a brief mailbag. We have heard from a couple of listeners in the past month with some really fun updates about some of the things that we talked about last year that I wanted to share with you and with all of our listeners. The first is an email that we received from Bailey, who I actually did an interview with last year, or I guess now 2021, for their Gen Zine podcast. And they reached out to us because they are at college, and in one of their classes, the Phantom Scholar who teaches the class brought up Goncharov and talked about it in class. And so they sent a photo from the slide from this class of Martin Scorsese and the Goncharov poster. If you have no idea what we're talking about, go listen to episode 11, The Gonch and the Gunch, to get a brief rundown on Goncharov. We are celebrating 50 years of Goncharov this year, Cherokee. That's right. It came out in 1973. It definitely really did come out because it's a real movie.
Oh my gosh, Lauren, you're so right. How could it slip my mind that classic film Goncharov terms 50 this year. Oh my gosh.
Classic.
We'll have to start planning the celebrations now.
If you happen to remember what day or month Goncharov came out in 1973, because I don't know that I've seen anybody talking about that on Tumblr yet, please let us know so we can celebrate it properly.
Would love a release date. You know, I can't wait to see every, you know, Gonch in there at their midnight screenings, you know.
Oh yeah. Watching this extremely real movie that absolutely exists.
Yes, exactly. Throwing their, I don't know, oranges or whatever other item would be the toast, you know, in Rocky Horror. You know what I'm going for.
I'm going for something. Exactly what I'm going for. And it'd be like oranges and ice picks and blood, probably.
Ooh, buckets of blood.
This sounds like a good time, you know?
Yeah.
Clocks, because there's that whole time theme in Goncharov.
Oh my gosh,
as well.
How could I forget the time theme?
The time theme. Yeah. You're always running out of time, you know?
That's so beautiful.
So thank you, Bailey, for sharing that with us. It's amazing that already, and this email was sent back in December, that already Goncharov is appearing in film studies classes in universities. Like, it's just incredible to see. And the other mailbag I wanted to share was also school related from our friend Lindsay, who emailed us a couple months ago asking for help on their fandom project where they had to build a website for a particular fandom for a class. And we did the Ultimate Fandom Bracket, which you can go and listen to in our feed. And Lindsay sent us this amazing website, which they sent in an ask, so I'll publish the ask on desperatediaries.tumblr.com. But it is a website titled "Our Flag Means Death to Supernatural: A Chronology of Queerness and Fandom" by Lindsay. So dive into that. Add that to your agenda tonight of the hot toddy and Hamilton soundtrack, scrolling Tumblr, read this website. It is phenomenal. It was so fun to take that prompt from Lindsay and do an ultimate fandom bracket and come up basically with Our Flag Means Death versus Supernatural is kind of where we ended up. And it's been amazing to see what they did with that. So thank you so much, Lindsay, for sharing this with us.
Truly. You changed our lives for the better.
Absolutely. And we have I should say also we have a little bit of a shout out on the front page.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting.
They linked to our episode. It's episode 7, One Fandom to Rule Them All. So go listen to that if you have not already and see if you agree with our bracket choices. All right, we still have our entire main segment to do, which is talking about the year ahead for fandom, but first a quick break. This week in Tumblr Vibes, it has been 10 years since Spiders Georg, which I'm just realizing I've never actually said out loud before. So Spiders Georg? Spiders Georg? Anyway, presumably he's still living in that cave, eating 10,000 spiders a day and ruining statistics. And now a word from our sponsor. And we're back. Now, at the end of last year, we had planned to do a year in review talking about Tumblr's wonderful year in review lists and things like that. But due to my flu and the holidays, we didn't actually have a chance to do that. So instead, we're going to talk about the year ahead with 2023. We have so much to talk about here, but our main focus is going to be what is going to go absolutely bonkers bananas on Tumblr. Cherokee, what are the things that you just like cannot wait to see Tumblr react to?
First off, Good Omens season 2. Oh. I mean, I feel like season 1 came out so long ago. So I think 2019 ago. It came out. Or 2018. It's been so truly so long. And so I'm very, very excited for season 2. Obviously, anything that Neil Gaiman does is great. And, you know, it was the number one topic on Tumblr the year season 1 premiered. So
dang.
I know that Tumblr is going to absolutely like lose its, you know, collective hive mind over Good Omens. And I can't wait to see the show. Can't wait to see Tumblr's reactions to it. And honestly, that is we have a huge list, but that's the one that really just immediately stood out for me when thinking about 2023.
That is a very, very good poll. I mean, I still see Good Omen posts pop up. And we constantly talk about Neil Gaiman is one of the beloved celebrities on Tumblr. So it's just a perfect marriage. Do we think Crowley and I can never pronounce the other guy's name. Aziraphale. Do we think they're going to kiss?
I think they are going to kiss. I think we're going to get a little kiss. Yeah.
Get a little kiss.
A little kiss. Favorite prediction so far.
Yes. I am putting my hat into the ring of Our Flag Means Death season 2 being the thing that people just like go ham over. We talked about Our Flag Means Death a lot last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was a huge, huge deal last year, only with, you know, a couple of episodes with the same thing. It was Good Omen season 1, you know, short seasons. And season 2 is coming out sometime this year. I don't think we have a release date yet. And so I just think that people are going to go, you know, bonkers over it in the way that they did the first season.
I feel exactly the same way. I too will go bonkers over it. And just some quick metrics too. Our Flag Means Death was the number 9 topic on Tumblr overall of 2022.
Dang.
And number 1 was Stranger Things, unsurprisingly.
Aha, of course.
And the number, Our Flag Means Death was also the number 3 TV show of 2022. So I predict that Our Flag Means Death will move up. I think Our Flag Means Death and Good Omens will vie for the number 1 TV show slot of the year, definitely. And also really wonderful and fun fact, David Jenkins, the showrunner of Our Flag Means Death, tweeted that season 2 would not have happened without Tumblr. He attributes its renewal to the Tumblr fandom. And it was just really wonderful to see that. And he said, you know, of course, like the fandoms across other socials were so impactful as well. But he said, yeah, like the noise and like the dedication of the Tumblr community is really what made that renewal happen. So thanks
that
y'all for our
Flag
the best season 2.
So, okay, Stranger Things was the number 1 TV show from last year. What was number 2 then, if Our Flag Means Death was 3?
Number 2 was The Owl House.
Oh, okay, that's right. The Owl House is, that's not a show that I've watched, but I've heard amazing things about it.
Yeah, Stranger Things and The Owl House were respectively the number 1 and 2 topics overall of 2022. Jeez. And TV shows overall. Number 3 was artists on Tumblr topics, and then number 4 Critical Role, and number 5 Encanto, to kind of give you like an idea. And then number 8, my personal favorite, was Eddie Munson. So Eddie Munson himself got number 8 topic on Tumblr.
That's amazing. Well, and as it has been the case with a lot of Stranger Things seasons, with all of them really, we are not going to have any new Stranger Things this year. Like,
oh gosh,
it's going to be a wait. You know, I think they're aiming for 2024, but who knows when in 2024. In 2021, we had both the Robin prequel and the podcast about the Robin prequel that actually I made with Maya Hawke and Sean Marr. It was really, really fun.
Rebel Robin,
Surviving Hawkins. I don't know if we're going to get something like that again. I hope so. I would love like a you know, more prequel novels, because there's one for Max, too. It'd be super fun. But yeah, it's going to be a while until Stranger Things takes the number 1 spot again.
Yeah. But we have so many other incredible shows and movies coming out this year that hopefully the void that Stranger Things leaves will be more than filled by everything else that is coming up. What else are you specifically most excited for, Lauren?
I mean, the thing that I'm most specifically excited for this year is, to nobody's surprise, The Last of Us, which by the time that this episode comes out will be literally 2 days away from coming out. I am getting like just inundated with ads for it on YouTube and everywhere. And my Dash is just full of Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey's press tour, which is like slowly driving me insane because normally I don't like really care much about press tours or about like what the actors like, you know, like they're like who they are outside of the roles that they're playing, right? Because it's like it's a job, and I respect the job immensely. I work with a lot of actors, and it's a really hard job, but you know what they say in a press tour usually doesn't really affect my viewing experience much. Mm-hmm. Except Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey have such a cute dynamic that is so Joel and Ellie, the characters that they play in The Last of Us, that I'm just like, I am not going to be able to contain myself when I see these two people playing these characters because their chemistry is just like so good. Just big dad energy, big like, like, you know, angsty teen making fun of her dad energy. Like, it's just so good. I'm losing. I'm like, hang on by a thread now that we're less than a week away. So that is the thing that's going to be consuming my personal Dash and my life for the next 8 weeks. I'm pretty sure it's 8 episodes. It might be 10. And then from there, the other things I'm really excited for, the return of, are Severance and Succession and Ted Lasso. Mm-hmm. Like, those are kind of the ones that I'm like, I can't wait to see the second seasons of, or the next seasons of these shows. The second season of Severance in particular, I'm like very excited for.
Me too. On every single show you just mentioned, I watched Severance twice through to get all of the little like things you might miss and hints and, you know, now knowing everything. It's just so good. And I love shows that feel like a puzzle where upon every viewing, you kind of get a whole new perspective, which also I think I've mentioned this in the past, but with shows like this, one of my favorite things to do is upon a rewatch, don't focus on the main person speaking or the main thing happening in the scene and look at the background for a full, like, and just to end the whole episode. And it's wild what you see.
I love that you do that. It's amazing.
I am a full nerd and I embrace it. Could not be more excited for the new season of Severance and the new season four of Succession.
Yeah.
I love Succession. That's another show I rewatch less to find like, you know, hints and more because it's just so bitingly funny and you miss so many like little jabs and one-liners throughout. I love the insults in Succession. In the same way I loved the insults in Veep.
Oh my God, yes.
At one point when I had more time, wanted to do a Tumblr that was every insult from Veep and just list
Tumblr
each post. Each post is a quote post and list them all out. Me and my roommate at the time were like, we're absolutely going to do this, but it is just so, there's so many episodes and so many insults.
Yeah.
So if anyone out there has some free time and wants to do the every insult from Veep Tumblr.
Absolutely. Oh, God. Yeah. Armando Iannucci, the creator of Veep and the thick of it in Avenue 5, has just like a way with words that defies description. You just have to see it to know what it is.
It's beautiful. It's like insult poetry. I love it.
Is there anything? So, well, first of all, is there anything like big that's coming out that you're really excited for? And then are there any like really niche things or like less sort of big blockbustery things that you're excited for?
So I think the big kind of blockbustery, if you would call them, kind of things that I'm excited for are Succession and Severance. I feel like those really kind of had big moments. They're quite popular on Tumblr. Obviously Succession more, I think Succession more than Severance, but Severance got up there. I think like I predict that Severance will trend a lot and start getting more and more in fandom when season two premieres. But the things that I'm excited for that may be a little, you know, more niche, though not completely niche, are Yellow Jackets. Would you call that niche?
I think that falls outside of the bounds of mainstream viewing and fandom. I mean, it was popular on Tumblr, but...
Yeah, exactly. Like, it felt like it... I was seeing a lot of stuff about it, but the great thing about Tumblr is you follow the people that are posting what you want to see, right? So, and I do again think that season two will have, the fandom will really grow around season two. And that was another show that I watched twice. It's so good. And also Hacks. It's season three, right? Of Hacks that's coming out?
Yes, season three.
Jean Smart and Hannah Einbinder. Also Meg Stalter is just one of my favorite people in entertainment. So and funny. She steals the show. I want her to get her own spinoff.
Yes.
Kayla spinoff, you know, or some kind of talk show on the show. Anyway, very, very excited for Hacks. And then more on the mainstream kind of things, side of things, obviously Our Flag Means Death, the new Dune film. I may read the book, but it's big.
Yeah.
It's big. And you, I love cheesy, like cheesy kind like of pulpy. Slasher camp mm-hmm. kind of vibes. And, you know, love me some Joe Goldberg. So excited.
yeah.
Excited to see. And honestly, he's definitely what Dan Humphrey would have grown up to be. So
1,000%.
Yeah.
1,000%. Well, and the trailer for part one of season four for you just came out today, I think.
Oh my gosh. I'll have to watch it.
Oh yeah. It looks, you know, nuts like that show is.
yeah. I saw that you wrote in here Cocaine Bear, which I watched the trailer for months ago when it came out and was like, fuck yes, this is amazing.
I think Cocaine Bear is going to have a moment. I do.
I really think it's going to have a moment. I'm excited to see what the moment is. I mean, because it's just like, we would think, oh, Cocaine Bear, what could this movie be about? And that's exactly what it's about. And I just love that. You know, I love a movie that says what it is.
Right on the tin. Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely. I think it's going to have like a really strong week on Tumblr where everybody's posting Cocaine Bear memes and then it will never be heard of again, pretty much.
Yeah. It's going to be just a beautiful fleeting shooting star across everyone's dashboard and then disappear, much like that shooting star GIF that goes across your dashboard every 3 to 5 months. What about you, Lauren? What are you most excited for on the super popular side of things and also on the less popular? I know that you are not less popular, but more
slightly more niche,
you know. Slightly more niche. Thank you. I know that you mentioned The Last of Us.
Yeah, I mean, the Last of Us is definitely the headline, right?
Yeah.
But I will say that I am also extremely excited for The Mandalorian Season 3. It's been now almost 3 years since Season 2 came out of The Mandalorian. And obviously, the Book of Boba Fett had, like, 2 Mandalorian episodes within it, basically. But I am huge, huge Star Wars person now. That's like still a fairly new thing only the past couple of years. And The Mandalorian is like one of my favorites. I love grumpy dads. This is going to be another great year of grumpy dads, right? We've got Joel from The Last of Us. We've got The Mandalorian. The Bad Batch is back. Season 2, another Star Wars animated. You get 4 grumpy dads in that. So it's really a good year for grumpy dads. I'm excited for grumpy dads.
Good.
On the more niche side, there are 2 things that I'm really excited for, which are like, by no means niche because they're still big budget, but I think that are certainly less popular fandoms, especially on Tumblr. But I just found out like the other day that there's an Expanse video game coming out. The Expanse is an Amazon Prime sci-fi show that ended a couple of years ago, maybe like a year and a half ago, that I adore. And it's based off of a book series. And they're now making a video game about Kamina Drummer, who is like one of my favorite characters from that series. She is my wife. She can murder anybody she wants to. I support women's wrongs. And I'm just, I can't wait to play her in a video game. Like, I think that's going to be incredible. And then the other thing I'm really excited for that I got into last year, because me and my partner watched all of it after watching all of Deadwood, the next natural step is to watch all of Justified. So we did that. And I got super into Justified. And Justified City Primeval, which is like the new one season series, comes out sometime this summer. You know, we love Timothy Olyphant in a cowboy hat as a marshal. He's played a marshal in like 7 different things, including The Mandalorian. And it's always nice to have him back, even if it looks like none of the other characters are going to return. But, you know, we'll have some new folks, including Boyd Holbrook, who played the villain in The Sandman, is going to be playing the villain in this. And I cannot wait for him and Timothy Olyphant to like go head to head. I think that's going to be really fun to watch.
Well, I was going to say that one of my favorite tropes is the kind of reluctant father who really steps up to the plate. And, you know, it always makes me think of like Chris Hemsworth and Thor and in Love and Thunder, you know, he becomes that like father, as you were saying, the like gruff dad. First off, you should create like a side blog for all your favorite gruff dads.
I should. Listen, I have a Venn diagram. This is not something I'm going to share widely, but I will send it to you, Cherokee. Of all of my favorite broken men. And there's one circle in the Venn diagram that's just has a custody of a child, but probably should not have custody of a child.
That is incredible.
And it's a lot of them. Oh, and actually, that's something that I have to look forward to in this Justified revival, because Timothy Olyphant's character, Raylan Givens, has a baby like toward the end of the series. Mm-hmm. And she's now grown up. She's a teenager and she is being played by none other than Timothy Olyphant's own daughter. And so, like, I just cannot wait to see that play out. It's going to be so great. And yeah, I grumpy dad's 2023. That's my energy.
Grumpy dad's, yeah.
That's the headline.
I think that's an excellent energy to bring to 2023. Also, I cannot wait to see that Venn diagram. Oh my gosh. What other Venn diagrams do you have, Lauren?
This is the only one that this is the only Venn diagram that I've made. Because a friend, this is a tangent, maybe this will be a bonus clip. So a friend and I were talking about the things that we like, sort of like the tropes and themes that we find over and over again in characters that we really enjoy. And like mine is just, yeah, like sad, broken men. And so some of the categories in this Venn diagram, which has about 11 circles, is should not have custody of a child and yet... imprisoned on account of bad brain, imprisoned on account of all the atrocities, body count could be a phone number, fucked up thing with the other guy that makes everyone's lives harder, daddy issues. Dean Winchester is on here, just speaking of Supernatural, under body count, daddy issues, imprisoned on account of all the atrocities, avenges a loved one. Yeah.
I love this so much. That's amazing.
I highly recommend doing this.
Yes.
Like this is a wonderful evening that I spent aligning all of my characters in this weird little Venn diagram. I'll send it to you once we get off.
I recently bought a whiteboard for brainstorming and it's sitting next to my desk and I'm staring at it right now and I'm like, I could erase all the ideas on this whiteboard and
yeah.
I could make a Venn diagram of some sort.
Yes.
Honestly, Broken Men is a great place to start.
Great place to start. As we wrap up our year ahead, I thought it'd be fun to do. I stole this from Hard Fork, a wonderful podcast about technology from the New York Times, where they did a high, medium, and low predictions. And I figured you and I could just do sort of high confidence and a low confidence prediction for fandom in the year ahead. We already have talked a little bit about it, but Cherokee, what's like one thing in fandom on Tumblr this year that you're like pretty sure is going to happen?
Okay, so I did something differently. I predicted what would happen on these shows that is unlikely or likely to happen on certain shows
okay, wait.
That I watch.
I love that. I do want to hear that, though. And then I'll just do fandom predictions.
Okay. My bad. So sorry. Did not understand the assignment.
You know what? I did not explain this particularly well in our third Google Doc. And you already mentioned a couple of predictions that you have for
yeah,
Tumblr.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good. You're covered.
My prediction that is unlikely, no, actually that is likely, is that Blorbo is replaced with a word with 17 syllables.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's my spicy little
saucy
prediction.
Take.
Saucy take. But my unlikely prediction for a television show or title that's coming out this year is for Succession.
Okay.
And my prediction is that Kendall quits the biz to start a rap career.
Unlikely, but not impossible.
Yep.
That's incredible. What is your likely prediction?
So I have two likely predictions, one for a movie, one for a show.
Excellent.
My likely prediction for a show is that in You, Joe Goldberg gets a stalker.
Oh, that is a good one. I think you're right.
Yep. And my likely prediction for a film is for Barbie. I wrote that Barbie has a nice time and a quirky little journey where she learns a lesson about life, love, friendship, and fun.
That is such a solid prediction and so lovely.
I think that'll happen. Yeah.
I love that.
It'll be nice and I can't wait to see it. Okay, so Lauren, what are your predictions for Tumblr and what you think is going to happen on the platform this year, both likely and less likely?
So my likely prediction is, I guess, kind of like just a little bit like general around the cadence and seasons of like fandom discourse and how oftentimes when something is like really beloved in its first season, eventually, inevitably, there's sort of like the reaction to the reaction where then when it comes back, there's like a lot of discourse around it, like both negative and positive. Right. And so I do think that we are going to see a massive uptick in discourse around Our Flag Means Death and Good Omens when those second seasons come out.
Hundo P.
And my sort of unlikely prediction, I guess, within that, I have another unlikely prediction, is that that Barbie is going to spur like a huge amount of feminist discourse. I don't think that's actually going to happen. I hope it doesn't happen because I do think it's just going to be a fun romp. But Tumblr is going to Tumblr, right?
Yeah, the internet finds a way, right?
The internet finds a way.
That's likely.
My, I guess, unlikely prediction for fandom at large is that there's going to be the resurgence of like a long dormant fandom. And I'm thinking specifically of fandoms like Undertale and Homestuck. I just like, I feel like there's like a renaissance about to occur for some of these like cult classic Tumblr fandoms. Those were my two that I, that was like Undertale specifically. I just like, I feel something in the water. I feel like Undertale is going to become like even bigger this year for some reason. But I both would like to see and think that it's not impossible, but maybe unlikely, some completely random fandom from like 2013, just like, just absolutely bust out, take over Tumblr. So put in your bets now around what fandom that may be.
Well, I think it's so likely, and I love to see when fandoms are kind of revived for older titles, you know, like Goncharov, for example, came out 50 years ago, just had its moment in the sun. You know, so what's next? The Sound of Music fandom really comes out on Tumblr.
And now, as we end this week and every week, our feels corner. Cherokee, what has you in your feels right in this moment?
So there are two things that have me in my feels right this moment, Lauren. First one is Abbott Elementary.
She's back, baby.
She's back. I just love this show. In the most recent episode, I think 3 or 4 times, I said out loud, alone in my apartment, gosh, I love this show. It just makes me nice. It just makes me feel good. I cry at the like smallest, most infinitesimal sweet moment in that show. It's very cute. I love it. Love Abbott Elementary. If you want something that makes you feel happy, definitely watch that. And then if you want something that rips your world apart, may I recommend His Dark Materials? Because excuse my French, but fuck that ending. I know that's how like the book end. I think, I don't know, I will admit I didn't read the Golden Compass series growing up, but I am very, very unhappy with how that ends. Why can't people just have their happy little ending, Lauren? Yeah, so that's how I feel about that.
Yeah. Well, mine will be pretty quick then, because mine was also His Dark Materials. And I will say that more so than any other series, like inclusive of Harry Potter, inclusive of all the series that we grew up with that were super formative, His Dark Materials as a book series, like, formed the person that, like, it was unbelievably important to me. And so I've sort of been, like, watching the whole series with bated breath. I've really enjoyed what they've done with it. But, like, I sob at the end of Amber Spyglass every single time. I've read it probably 6 or 7 times. And I was a complete and utter wreck watching this TV show. These two actors, young actors, are just so phenomenal together. And I was just, like, ugly crying. Yeah. It was... Yeah, I can't even really contextualize because I watched it on Tuesday, and so I'm still like just like shaking like a dog at a thunderstorm about it. So yeah, if you're not a fan of the book series, like the fact that it made you cry, it made friend of the show Brigham Snow cry. He's also not read the books. I hope Brigham doesn't mind me sharing that. It is a wonderful fantasy series and absolutely worth watching.
Yeah, really beautifully done.
And that is it for this week. I'm Lauren Shippen, and you can find me at thelaurenshippen.tumblr.com.
And I'm Cherokee McAnally. You can find me at chero.tumblr.com. This has been Dashboard Diaries, and...
May your anons always be loving,
your dash always refreshed,
your gifts always be loading,
and your ships always canon.
May the fix you're reading always be finished,
and the answers you seek always in the reblogs.
Thanks for scrolling with us.